This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. An explosion and gunfire were heard this morning in Afghanistan's capital. The explosion happened near the Communications Ministry in downtown Kabul. Government officials said security forces stopped the attackers before they could reach their target, the nearby central post office, and that two gunmen were shot and killed. Meanwhile, a source close to the Taliban tells VOA the insurgents are exhausted with efforts to organize a conference in Qatar. It was scheduled to begin today and, for the first time, would have included the Kabul regime. Instead, it was canceled over the size and makeup of the official Afghan delegation. Kabul had issued a list of 250 participants, which the Taliban claim was more suited to a wedding party. The World Health Organization says a doctor from Cameroon fighting an Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo has been killed in an attack on an eastern Congo hospital. The violence is the latest in a series of raids on Ebola treatment centers carried out by militiamen and others critical of the international response to the outbreak. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus.
This outbreak is occurring in an area that has suffered from decades of conflict. We're working hard to strike a balance between protecting health workers and patients and securing the trust of communities.
Hundreds of thousands of Algerians returned to the streets for a ninth straight Friday, keeping up their demands for sweeping government reforms. The protesters are calling for the departure of the interim president and the prime minister as part of a broader overhaul of the country's political system. Since overthrowing longtime President Abdelaziz Bouteflika, Algeria is being run by a somewhat disorganized army junta. For all the day's news, every day, you can go online to voanews.com or use the convenient VOA News mobile app. Police in Northern Ireland